please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Friday. Boy, the conferences are starting to kind of wind down. A few games tonight, important games we're going to talk about. Do it a little bit different. We're not going to go as deep into each game. Just kind of focus on the conferences, the outcome, what to expect next. Most of the conferences are down to one game left, or maybe in some conferences, two games. We also have Caleb Jones-McCrary. He plays there at Mid-American Nazarene. As you know, they are the Hart champions this season, so we talked to him as well. Why don't we just kick it off with what's going on in the Sooner Conference? So real quick tonight, Langston picked up another win. John Brown beat Southwestern Christian. Science of Arts picked up an important win. Biggest win probably of the night, Mid-America Christian beat Oklahoma City. That's going to put them in a good position for second place. SAGU got a very important win against Panhandle, and Wayland Baptist won as well. So what does all that mean? Let's show you right here in the standings. So obviously we're all set with Langston being the champion, but Mid-America Christian, they really got the hammer now for second place. Wayland Baptist and SAGU kind of fighting it out for third. They could still get up into second, but this is really where the race is. So what do we need to look for? SAGU and Wayland Baptist, these two right here, they play on Saturday. Also, Science and Arts is in action, as well as Mid-America Christian. So this is the big game, though, Wayland and SAGU. I think Science and Arts might be the odd man out here. But really, the prize here is second, because that way you don't have to play Langston until the championship game. Let's take a look at the Mid-South. Not much action there. Georgetown won. They're getting on a little bit of a roll just at the right time. They've struggled this season, but Cumberland's beat Cumberland, no relation. And then Lindsey Wilson, they beat Bethel tonight. Really, the story in the standings here is Cumberland's and Freed Hardman are tied. They're going to, you know, again, I say it each time, but you know, they're just playing for seeding in their tournament, and then the tournament champion gets the automatic bid. So Cumberland's and Freed Hardman are tied. Cumberland's going to play Bethel, and then Freed Hardman is going to play Lindsey Wilson on Saturday. Over in the Frontier, some action there. Nothing really changed there. Providence Argos, they beat Montana Northern. Carroll beat Rocky Mountain. Really had an opportunity to build some momentum going into the playoffs, but they fell in overtime to Carroll. Montana Tech beat Montana Western. So as I said, nothing changed in the standings there. 1 and 2 were Montana Tech and Carroll. That's not going to change. Saturday, Montana Northern is going to take on Carroll, Rocky Mountain, and Montana Western, and then Montana Tech and the Argos of Providence. Really an opportunity for some teams to build momentum going into those playoffs. I mentioned we had Caleb Jones-McCrary. I spoke to him yesterday morning. He's a pretty good guy. I was a little surprised listening to the conversation. He talks about wanting to be a coach. I think that's great. I wish we saw more young men, kind of like what Adam Hepker did, what Mitchell Fink did it at Oregon Tech, get more young men getting into the profession. Anyway, let's listen to Caleb Jones-McCrary. Billy D here. I got Caleb Jones-McCrary, Mid-America Nazarene. How you doing, Caleb? Thanks for being on.
Pretty good, Billy. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I want to talk about the Pioneers this season, but before we do that, you were at Central Methodist last night as we speak. You were down, I think, 14 or 15 deep into the second half, and you were able to come back and win that game pretty handily on the road. Talk about that game last night.
Yeah, we were down, I think 11 it was at halftime. And our talk at halftime was just like try to cut it in half by the media by 10. Mm-hmm. And we actually started the half and went down even more. We were down 18 with 15 to go, but I mean, we just still had fight in us. Like we still had belief that we'd come back and win. And I mean, and basketball, basketball, we kept getting stops, timeout, and we just looked up and it was about tied up at maybe the 8-minute mark.
You know, Caleb, I got a question for you. You guys wrapped up the Heart, and then you hosted Graceland. You beat them. They're really good. And then you had to go to Central Methodist, and they really had you on the ropes. Talk about the heart of your team to not give up, even though you had clinched the league.
Yeah, it's really tough after clinching the league. I mean, we had Graceland up next, which is a pretty good team in our conference. And that Friday before we played Graceland on Saturday, we had a pretty bad practice. I'd say so myself.
Yeah.
So going into that Saturday, I mean, it was like, hey, we can either go in here, be tough, win, even though we just won the league, or Graceland come in our gym and beat us, which yeah, they're capable of doing. But I mean, it was a tough game. We ended up being able to pull that one out, and knowing we had an even bigger game on Wednesday against Central Methodist, I mean, it's tough. I mean, winning the league, you could really just let yourself go, rest. You know, you got conference tournament coming up, but having two games left, we want to try to finish strong.
So Caleb, you're listed as a senior. Is this like your last year senior?
Yes.
This is it. So Saturday is senior night for you. But what thoughts go through your head when you think about that?
It's a pretty big game. My last regular season game in the Cook Center. I try not to think about it too much.
Yeah.
I know we might get a little emotional in there.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Zach Goodline the other day, and I told him, don't think about senior night. Just think about keep winning. Just extend the season as long as you can, right?
Yeah.
That's the only way to look at it. Just simple as that. Just keep winning. You know, Caleb, you guys are a very good rebounding team, and a lot of people would think, well, you know, Caleb's 6'8". We expect him to go get a lot of the rebounds, and you do. You get, I think it's 9 rebounds a game. But when I look at you, your stat sheet for your team, which I'm trying to pull up and I can't get, but all of your top four, I mean, you guys are all rebounding, high rebounders. Talk about your, the pioneers and, you know, what it means. How much emphasis do you put on rebounding? How do you guys rebound so well?
A big change that Coach Hefker made from last year to this season was every practice, we start off with a rebounding drill to go live. And what we used to do was, like, we'd send three guys to rebound and have two get back. But now we'll just, like, send all five. We'll send a guard to the nail and really emphasize going getting offensive rebounds. I think we're at 13 a game. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think I averaged 3 a game. We got Anthony Brown, who I think gets 2, and G, who gets also 2. And even our guards, we just rebound down and try to go get as many O-boards as we can.
Yeah, so that really makes a difference, doesn't it? Because I always when I look at offensive rebounds, I always assume every offensive rebound is a point, right? Because you're going to shoot about 50%. And so every time you get the ball back, so if you can get, you know, 5 offensive rebounds in a game, that's 5 points. I mean, it's a heartbreaker too. You know what it's like? You get a stop and then the other team ends up with the ball again. That kind of can break the back of a team, can't it?
Yeah, it really helped us on Wednesday too against Central Methodist. I mean, we were down pretty bad, but one thing we kept doing was keep crashing, and just being able to steal those possessions gives us hope.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You're just basically stealing possessions. You know, you guys have a pretty deep team. You have a lot of guys who can score the ball, but Ed Wright is a special talent scoring the ball, isn't he? Just talk about playing with Ed.
And I mean, he's a big shot taker and a big shot maker. He takes a lot of pressure on all of us. I mean, when we need a basket, we know we can go to him. He can get us one. He can get going, and when he gets going, it's scary.
Yeah, he shoots over 40% from 3, over 50% from the field. I don't know if you know Caleb, I pull the stats up pretty much every night. And, man, I mean, just every night he's filling the stat sheet. Just amazing, amazing athlete. You get a lot of double-doubles, too. I think you had, 13, 14 rebounds the other night, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're 6'8". Would you rather score the ball or rebound the ball?
I mean, I try to do a little bit of both, of course, but I mean, if I don't have to score, which, I mean, playing with the guys that I have on my team, I don't have to. I try to make up for something, and if that's going to get O boards and rebounds for us, I'll do it.
Yeah, Caleb, you've been there at Mid-American Nazarene for I think it's their third year, and I'm sure you know Coach Hepker came over. He was a legend there, as you know. They had great teams, and I'm sure over the last 3 years you've heard the story after story after story about the history of Mid-American Nazarene. Well, this year you guys go out and you win the conference, and now you're making the history. How good does that feel? Did you get a little sick of hearing about how good it used to be?
No, I mean, one of the reasons I came to Mid-America was just because of history. I mean, I had a couple other schools looking at me, but I mean, I just looked up the history of Mid-America with Rocky Lamar and everything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just a winning program, and I wanted to be a part of that. And with Coach Hepper coming in, who was a big part of it being a winning program, winning the national tournament in 07, I mean, I just feel like the right coach came in and took over. And me being someone who wants to coach college myself in the future, I mean, I look at Coach Hepp as like a mentor, and even our assistant coaches is just a great opportunity to be around him and learn.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just think it's cool that you guys have been able to make your own history now under a new coach, right? Like you said, Hepp was a big part of all that history under Rocky Lamar, and now you guys are making your own history under Hepker. I just think that's kind of cool. Kind of keeps that, I don't know, keeps the history going, if you will.
Yeah.
So what made you decide you wanted to be a coach? When did you decide that?
I decided that actually when I got to Mid-America, just being around basketball so much, how Mid-America is keeping us up here over the summers, working out, doing camps. It just means being able to just have that feel of making other people better just stuck with me.
Oh, wow. So have you worked camps then, you said?
Yeah, we work camps over the summer up here.
What's your favorite part of working with the young people? What do you enjoy the most about it, number one? And number two, what do you stress when you work with young people?
I'd say with the camps, the most fun part is just when they're able to play. We do all the skill stuff, but then they get to playing. We think we play like 2 or 3 games a day, and just being able to see them out there playing, having fun, it's just able to enjoy to see that. And I say something that you said something that stresses me the most.
Well, something that you stress to young people the most that maybe they don't know about basketball, right? Because you've been around it a long time. Something that they have to focus on.
I say just being able to go next play, which I mean isn't just young people. I mean our coaches stress that out to us every day. Just being able to like. You're going to turn the ball over, you're going to miss shots, but it's not about all that. It's just about your response, getting back, getting the stop, still playing hard, and just not letting it get into your head.
Oh, I agree with you 1,000%. I think sometimes the difference between a winner and a loser is how you respond to that adversity, whether it's a loss or a turnover, because everybody's going to lose and everybody's going to, you know, make a turnover. It's how well you respond to that. I believe that strongly. I think that's a big difference.
Yes.
You know, you guys have the one league game left. You play William Penn on Saturday. What do the Pioneers have to do to, you know, set themselves up well for the playoffs and going into the NAI tournament?
We got to keep the mindset that we're not done yet. Keep stacking days, having good practices, and going into our games just – with the mindset that we want to keep winning, we want to keep our season alive, and we want to hopefully make some more history here this season.
You know, Caleb, last question. I know Mid-American Nazarene has a long history of great student and fan support. Just talk about the fan support there at Mid-American Nazarene.
The support is great. I mean, it's from our football team, softball team, soccer players all coming out, to the many Mid-America alums that come watch us play and are able to support us. Being able to be here, talk to them after the game, especially the alum, it's just great being able to see them here, being able to talk to them.
Yeah, that's got to really make you guys feel good to see all that support, huh? It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can pack those gyms up, you want it to be as difficult as possible for that visiting team, don't you?
Yeah, it's hard to win in the Cook Center.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Caleb, I really enjoyed talking to you. I wish you luck as you, you know, senior night on Saturday. And then you kick right off into those conference playoffs on Tuesday. So as you said, there's no rest. You can't take a day off.
No, sir.
Well, good luck as you move forward, Caleb, and thank you so much for being on. That's Caleb Jones-McCrary, Mid-American Nazarene Pioneers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot to Caleb, also to Coach Hepker and Mid-American Nazarene. I really try to get toward the end of the season and the postseason, try to get some of the players on, let you hear them and get to know them. So thanks a lot to Caleb. Let's keep going. Over in the GSAC, another tight race. Ottawa, Arizona, OUAZ, they beat Vanguard last night. This is a presto air right here, this game. Arizona Christian, big win over Hope International. Big win for Arizona Christian. The Masters beat Jessup. Tough loss for Jessup, good win for the Masters. And then Menlo beat Life Pacific as expected. So if we go over now to the standings, Arizona Christian and the Masters are tied. Hope International and OUAZ are one game back. And now with the loss, Jessup is two games back. So let's look at what goes on Saturday. Vanguard is going to be at Arizona Christian. Jessup's at Life Pacific. And this is a big game here, Menlo and the Masters. Jessup should pick up a game here, and Arizona Christian will be looking to hold serve against Vanguard. But that conference is anything but over. Over in the Red River, big game there is LSU Alexandria played Texas College. They had a chance to wrap up the league. We'll show you that. Excuse me. We're going to show you that in just a moment. Texas A&M, Texarkana beat Paul Quinn. Jarvis Christian won. North American beat Our Lady of the Lake. LSU Shreveport got the win over Southwest. Xavier beat Huston Tillotson. And then this is the winning play for LSUA tonight against Texas College. Game tied 78-78. 8 seconds to go. I forgot to write eight. And Cashy Net does this. One more time. One more, that's all. Oh my God. Okay. Well, you'll see that 100 times. It's all over Twitter already, but that, my friends, that is a game winner. Okay. So like I say, LSU Alexandria is gonna win the Red River Athletic. Congratulations to the Generals. Everybody wrote them off. I said to Coach one time, I said, you know, everybody was beginning to write you off. He says, no, there's no beginning to. They had wrote us off. So they were able to come back and win the league, and congratulations to them. So big battle now for second place. Xavier right now is a half game up on Texas College. So Texas College is going to play Louisiana Christian. Xavier's going to play Our Lady of the Lake on Saturday. LSU Shreveport's another half game back. So I really think second place is between these two teams. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Over in the Cal Pack tonight, not a ton of drama left in this conference. Benedictine Mesa just beat up on poor Pacific Union. Park Gilbert won. This game didn't finalize, but I have to leave town at 4 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't going to stay up for that. Westcliff beat Simpson. St. Catherine beat Merced. That was a tough loss for Merced, and I'm going to show you why. So Antelope Valley's obviously going to win the league. But Merced and Westcliff are tied now. And on Saturday, oh, looky there, Merced and Westcliff are going to play on Saturday. So you might want to tune in and check that game out because that seeding's going to be important. Okay, that's it for the night. And there's so many big games on Saturday. So I'm going to be in Klamath Falls on Saturday. Oregon Tech and LC State are playing. It's for basically second place in the Cascade Conference, which is a big seeding because the teams don't want to have to face College of Idaho until the conference championship game. We'll bring you updates from that game and post-game interviews. So look for that on Twitter and on YouTube. And enjoy your Friday and get to a basketball game on Saturday. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.